What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Hot Shots. I'm Jedi. With me always is Houdini and D-Paw. What's poppin', boys?
What's going on? I'm very interested to hear D-Paw's review on Oppenheimer.
Hello, gentlemen. It was a very, very good movie. I thought it was really cool to see Christopher Nolan kind of take on a historical movie. I thought he knocked it out of the park. I think at least 9-3 for me. Great movie. Can't wait to watch it. I watch it a little later at night. Can't wait to give it a full rewatch to it in about another week or two.
I'm sorry. Was that the first time that you ever watched it?
First time ever watching it. Wow. Don't know who did the score, but the score was phenomenal.
Ludwig
Göransson.
If he doesn't win Best Picture, and if Cillian Murphy doesn't win Best Actor, I'll be shocked.
Yeah, I'll be shocked. I gave it a 9-1 the first time I saw it. I'm giving it a 9-2 on the rewatch.
There we go.
So I was at work today before we went and filmed this. I just told you guys this, and I'm going to ask you guys this question. So I was at work, and this girl came up to me saying, "Hey, you want to play a card game?" Anybody that knows me, I'm super oblivious to a lot of stuff. I don't understand sarcasm for the life of me. She comes over with a card game. It's a deck of cards, but not your ordinary type of cards. These cards look like this right here. Little square-looking thing. And she says, "Pick a card, any card. There's a trick." I said, "Okay." Pick the middle card. And it says, "Hey,
don't flash the number."
I'm not putting the number now. It says, "Hey, you're cute. Text me, Pauline." Now, at first I was like, "Oh wow, wait, that's Pauline really Gretzky really cool." I'm sorry?
Pauline Gretzky was handing this out to you?
Oh, I would definitely hit that.
I would take that card. I'd shoot that text number.
Yeah, have you go ahead, finish your story.
But I said, "Wow, this is a really clever way." And I was like, "Yeah, I'll text you." And then I thought about it after a minute. I was talking to my coworker. How many of these things does she hand out? Because she had a deck of these.
Easily 500.
Yeah, I mean,
easily.
So I was going to lowball it and say on tonight alone, a Sunday night, probably 75. But if this is like her MO and you're asking how many has she given out, I mean, that's got to be 750 to 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, keep in mind, I was at a club-ish sort of thing. It's not really a club, but it is a club. Well, but that's where I was. So I keep that in mind.
True number on this, too. I mean, subjectively, was she an attractive female?
Yeah.
I think that kind of matters. Like, I mean,
redhead.
Yeah.
De Palma's redheaded, too.
This guy just killed me over here, man. You want me to go back to Jedi? Oh, man.
Oh, I promise. That was so unintended. That was just for comedic purpose, I promise. But enough of that. We'll get into the sports talk that everybody is listening to us for. So far, the NFL playoffs have started. Houdini and I were talking about how the most anticipated game for us that we were most excited for was last night, the Chiefs and Dolphins. And wow, what a game. One, really, really cold. But two, good job, Chiefs. The Dolphins can't play in the cold, clearly, or should I say Tua?
I don't know. Like, this one's hard for me. I don't know if it was so much what the Dolphins didn't do as opposed to, like, what the Chiefs did. I thought the Chiefs played a perfect playoff football game. So I do still think that the Dolphins can win in the playoffs moving forward. And it was kind of an unfair advantage for them with how many defenders they lost in the last like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it would have been interesting to see a game, not in -4, like maybe a typical normal temperature, 32 degrees, somewhere around there, maybe even a little bit warmer. I think they definitely were handicapped by that. I feel like that was expected too. I feel like what everybody wasn't sure of, though, was the Chiefs looking like the Chiefs again. And I feel like they did. They looked like, former Super Bowl champions and the most recent dynasty that we've seen. If that's the Chiefs that we're going to get, I think the league is happy that they don't have to go into Arrowhead again.
Yeah.
The one thing that I kept asking myself the entire game, which I thought was just very odd, maybe you guys can explain it to me, your football knowledge is way better than mine, but Tua seemed to, one, there was this huge report that he doesn't play well in the cold, just due to his prior experiences playing in the cold. But it seemed like they weren't really throwing the ball at all. They were trying to run a lot. That wasn't working. And it was like, why not change the game plan a little? And then when Tua tried to throw the ball, it was always like a guy that was like right next to him. And there were like three guys on the Chiefs just standing there waiting for him. It was like, what are you doing? Is that just like my naive perspective of it? Or is that just the truth?
No, I didn't like the offensive play calling last night. I don't think they stretched the field enough. I thought it was a lot of checkdowns and screens, which I don't think was going to get it done. And I think they kind of overanalyzed the weather a little too much. The Chiefs went out and played football. Yeah. I think the Dolphins were trying to play passive a little bit just because of the weather conditions. And I bet they were a little – like, they can say whatever they want. Naturally, I think you're a little intimidated by that weather playing in Arrowhead.
Yeah, you can say it didn't play a factor, but it definitely plays a factor when it's that cold. You're already known as a team that doesn't do well in the cold. It absolutely plays a factor. You made a great point, Houdini. The Chiefs just went out and played football. Like, they really did. They really didn't change their game plan at all. Maybe Tua can't throw it as far as he normally does. Can't hit those timing routes like he normally does, which is what that offense is built on. Even if you look at the touchdown pass to Tyreek, that ball is severely underthrown. Tyreek has to come back and make a play on it. And that really wasn't that far of a pass. So I think there's definitely something to him not playing well in the cold. And I think the team is handicapped in general when it comes to that.
However, though, to my point, though, when he did throw the ball somewhat far to Tyreek on that touchdown, you throw the ball a little bit and look what happens. Good things happen all of a sudden. It was like, I feel like they weren't aggressive at all from at least my point of view there. But a big question that's been floating around in the Dolphins fan base is it time to move on from Tua? They're like, he got one more year left and then that's it, because the Dolphins haven't won a playoff game in a very, very long time. And it just seems like maybe Tua might not be the person is what their fan base is saying. Do you agree with them?
I do not. It's rare to get a quarterback that understands football, right? Who can read defenses, who can make difficult throws. I'm not saying he's a good passer on a deep ball, but I think from like that, obviously the check down, I'd probably say like 25 to 30 yards is probably like his max of throwing a really, really accurate ball. But I'm looking at like the landscape of quarterbacks in the NFL, and I would take Tua on my franchise any day of the week compared to what's out there. So I don't think it's time. And to be honest with you, a lot of people are trying to write off Depot. What's the head coach's name again? McDaniel. That's what I thought. A lot of people are trying to write off McDaniel too. And I don't get that either. I mean, the defense was obliterated the last 5 weeks. The guy has the respect of the locker room. He's the most relaxed coach in the NFL, I feel like. So I there's no reason to hit the panic button on the Dolphins. They reached the playoffs this year. Last year, they kind of choked it. I think they're trending in the right direction.
Yeah, this is going to be a make or break year for Tua. Obviously a contract year. But I think it is for McDaniel as well, too. I think with the amount that they've invested into that team and the capital that they have used to get a lot of those players, the pressure's there and they got to win. But you bring up a great point, though. If they don't go with Tua, I don't know what the free agent class is, but who's going to be better than him coming in our first year on a very complicated offense?
On top of that, Tua answered every question about whether or not he could stay healthy. So that was like the number one thing. Was he durable enough?
And on his head, too, concussions, yeah.
Yeah. Was he durable enough to last the season? He did, and he had a great year. All of the pieces around him were getting hurt. He wasn't. So I don't know, man. I think they
suffered an unreal amount of injuries on defense, like season ending. Like, they were playing essentially third stringers at multiple positions at the end of the year.
Yeah, Tyreek did say at the end of the game that – he said that he believes in this team next year to go out and win a Super Bowl. So it'll see what type of moves that they make this offseason, to get where they need to get to. But I just have to bring this up because this was all over Twitter too, X, whatever you want to call it. There's a video right after the game ended of Pat Mahomes and Tua. And Tua approaches Pat Mahomes. Obviously, they say, they're a little congrats. But right away, Tua seemed to have wanted to ask for Pat Mahomes' jersey after the game. Does that mean anything to you? A lot of people were a little annoyed about this because 10 minutes after you get eliminated, you're sitting there asking for someone's jersey rather than just saying, good game, I got to go to the locker room and think about what just happened because I just worked a whole year and it's all gone. But no, I want a jersey instead.
I mean, that shit doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me either. I think people are just looking for it. I understand if you're a fan because you're just fuming. You're mad. You want to just throw anything there is at anything.
Well, especially if you're a Tua hater too, or if you're not so long to
a,
like.
Well, it's a lot of Finns fans that were saying that.
I feel like that's just today's day and age, man. Yeah, they didn't do that shit back in, you know, the 80s and 90s, but you know, sometime in the last 10, 15 years, I feel like, yeah, that kind of became the norm to do that.
However, though, I don't know if I would want Pat Mahomes' jersey that he beat me in. That's the one thing that I think was weird about it. It's like, why would I want that?
Well, I mean, okay, so let me back up. The shit doesn't bother me, but like, I'm not a massive fan of it in the sense of if I played, I wouldn't ask someone for their jersey. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that's not important, but I understand to some guys that the jersey swap is kind of cool. I'm not sitting there thinking like, oh my God, I get bounced right here. I'm going to ask for this guy's uni. Like, I'm going to take some other, like, I'm going to take some dude's jersey home that smells like shit.
One of the last things that I'd be thinking about is, oh dude, I'm trying to get my biggest counterpart's jersey right now.
Yeah, no fucking shot.
Another game yesterday was the Texans against the Browns. And one way to just describe this game is that we saw the real Joe Flacco come out in this game.
Joey Flacco got exposed yesterday really bad. I thought they were in total control of the game when it was 14-10. And then the wheels just fell off. I don't think they were – you know what? It's kind of like a two-sided coin here because, like, yes, it was the fall of Flacco, but, dude, that C.J. Stroud and that Texans offense is electric. So I can watch that shit all day.
Yeah, Nico Collins is a beast. C.J. Stroud is a beast. And, you know, I love seeing rookies succeed in the playoffs. I don't have the specific stats behind it, but he's doing stuff that hasn't happened in, you know, 20, 25 years. Especially
three touchdowns in the first half.
What's that?
Three touchdowns in the first half in a playoff game. I think he tied it.
He's electric. And, you know, whether you take, you know, credence to what teams do in the regular season or not, the Browns defense was the best defense scoring-wise in the NFL in the entire regular season, and they put up 45 on them. So good for them, man. They might be a wagon going into this. And with the first-year head coach, too, D'Amico Ryans is balling out right now as a head coach. They might be – that division itself, like the Jags aren't what everybody's hyped them up to be. They might be the real team running the AFC South over the next couple of years.
Yeah, no, I agree. And everyone knew D'Amico Ryans was going to get poached from – the Niners last year, just the way he carries himself, I would play for him. There's not a lot of coaches that I watch that I'm like, oh my God, I would love to play for this dude. D'Amico Ryans is 100% on that short list.
I mean, as I was watching that game though, I mean, can we talk about Joey Flacco a little bit more? I was it the fourth quarter or the third quarter? I think it was the fourth where he threw like two interceptions in a row. Yeah. Was it three?
No, it was two picks. It was two pick sixes in a row.
And then it was just like, boom, he, boom. Yeah, and it was like in the span of like 3 minutes, which was just really funny to watch. Like, I texted my friends instantly, and I was just like, Joey Flacco legacy game right here.
Yes and no, right? So, I mean, this guy goes from the couch to leading a team that everyone said was dead in the water.
But he was balling out.
And was balling out. So, you know, it's hard enough for me to get off the couch and go run like a 10-yard sprint. Let alone this guy gets off his couch, reads defenses. And, dude, I completely forgot that dude's fucking 6'6".
He's a big dude.
Wow, I did not know that. Jeez.
Yeah, he's a big dude. So do I think he finds a job somewhere next year? Yes.
That's what I was going to ask. He himself
into a job. But do I think it's a – I think he has a job. I don't think it's a starter role, but I definitely think it's a job. I mean, this year was like the year of backup quarterbacks, dude. Like, so if I'm him, I'm taking the money. Like, I'm taking the highest contract you could possibly give me. Like, Taylor Heineke got $10 million to go be a backup in Atlanta.
Mitch Trubisky, 14 for 2 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, I think he's going to get $10 to $12 million to go be a backup somewhere.
Yeah, and they say, you know, that's the best job in the NFL, backup quarterback. You know, kind of how it's been trending the past couple years, though. Starters have been getting knocked out. But, you know, even if he comes – if it was just a magical little run that he came off right there, you know, and he goes out and he doesn't perform well, then he just retires, man. And he got that one last payday, still good for him.
Yeah.
I mean, if this game just showed us anything, though, it really showed us how good CJ Stroud is and how good his future is in this Texans offense. So that'll be something interesting to keep seeing the rest of this playoff run that they'll have. And then the game today, this is being filmed on Sunday. The Cowboys were embarrassed by the Packers. Did either of you have the Packers winning? I know a few people did.
I had a couple bets in the game that screwed like about three or four parlays, but I did have one single Green Bay money line just for like $10 on it. But that was it.
No, I mean, we all took the Cowboys, but I know DePalma said he was probably going to regret it.
Yep, and I did.
Yeah, and you know what? It's unfortunate because I really do think this was the year that the Cowboys were 8-0 at home. So
putting up 37 at home, I think they ended up with 34, 35. So they scored what they normally would or right around that ballpark, but what, gave up close to 50, almost that 50 burger at home.
Yeah, and you know what? Like all that conversation about Dan Quinn, Mike McCarthy, and all, Dan Quinn's a fucking bum. He always has been.
I think McCarthy's out of a job. I think he's fired.
I think
really?
I think he's done.
100%.
Three years in a row at 12 wins.
Doesn't matter.
I know. It doesn't matter in the regular season.
McCarthy and Quinn will be out in the morning. And ready for the hot shot? Here you go. Mike Vrabel will be the head coach there next week.
I love that. I didn't even think about that. I love
that. Yeah. Mike Vrabel will be the head coach.
And they got a great defense, too. He's a good defensive coach.
Yeah. They had a great defense. Dan Quinn, literally, like, dude, I felt like I was watching a Skins game. I've never seen more wide open receivers ever in an entire football game. Jordan Love could have thrown that ball anywhere he wanted to.
And he was he did drop a couple dots. And that, you know, I haven't watched him a ton. I'm mostly on Red Zone. So I've seen spurts of it, of Jordan Love. And I know the past couple weeks, he's been really, really good. But he was dropping some dimes there. He looked like a legitimate QB1 right there.
Yeah.
Also got to give him some love. There you go. But I mean, like, Aaron Rodgers leaves and then he takes over and does this. What a job by him.
He mimics some of A-Rod's tendencies. It looks great.
The back foot throw, all this. Look, like, while you got to tip your cap to Love, you also have to tip your cap to Rodgers. Because that, like, this guy's going to have a future in football if he wants it. Because clearly he can mentor a lot of freaking people.
And you know,
not Zach Wilson,
as crackpot is as Rodgers is, but you know, he has in the media said nothing but great things about Jordan Love too. He's done nothing but sing his praises, so props to him for that. Even if he's a crazy bastard,
I'm not willing to say that Zach Wilson is bad yet. I'm really not.
The talent. He just, I don't know, man.
I don't think he's one of those guys that could be a perfect quarterback in like Tennessee, but.
What,
being
a Ryan Tannehill, go over there.
I'm just telling you, I'm telling you, dude, being a quarterback for the Jets is extremely difficult with the media,
line
dude.
Terrible. Yeah,
like that offensive line was terrible. The media fucking blows your shit up. Like, it's not an easy place to play quarterback. And I think Rodgers is the one person that can handle it. And the Jets fans better enjoy it for 2 years. Because after that, they're back to square one. Hashtag fucked.
Not the hashtag.
You're not wrong.
That is shocking, though. I will say, is this crazy to say? I thought while I was watching the game in the third quarter and like in the beginning of the fourth, I was like, did the Cowboys have a shot here? Like to come back and like the Dak Prescott going to do like something wild right here? I mean, for a while I was sitting there. I was like, whoa. I mean, I know they're like 30 points behind, but like, I'm like, whoa.
The only thing that I was hesitant about with the Jedi was they never stopped them. I just never saw them actually stop that often. So like they put up 34 or 35, but.
Dude, if you would have told me yesterday that the Cowboys were going to have 37 first downs to the Packer 22, they were going to have 25 passing first downs compared to the Packer 11. The Cowboys were going to run 89 plays compared to the Packers 54, and Dak was going to throw for 403 yards. I would have thought they would have blown this fucking team out.
Blown the doors off of them, yeah.
But holy shit.
And Aaron Jones had a hell of a game today, too.
I'm going to look this up because I'm not 100% sure,
did he score his fourth touchdown? I know he had three.
Who?
No, I think
Aaron Jones. No, he had three. 21 carries for a buck 18. But the Packers punter kicked three times, right? Three times. Looking back on the game right now in my mind, I don't remember one.
Yeah. The dude, I don't remember any stops.
No. So I don't know, dude. Like, I just think McCarthy
continues.
Yeah. And look, I'm going to go on record here. Being a Cowboy fan is being worse than a Yankee fan. Yeah.
I mean,
no, I'm serious. Dude, I'm dead serious. Like, that team, I swear to God, bro, that team is fucking nasty every single year.
Every regular season.
They get a home playoff game like every fucking year.
And give up a 50 burger. Yeah.
Yeah. And ever since Romo botched that snap in Seattle,
that extra point hole,
like, holy shit.
And that was in Seattle, wasn't it?
Yes. And he was, like, honestly that close from a 2-point conversion to win the ball game.
I know, running it in. Yeah.
But, dude, I'm telling you, like, this is, it's extremely alarming that this team can't win in January.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if this is correct. Maybe you could check me on this. Do they have, like, the most, like, regular season wins in, like, the last few years, and then they just can't figure it out ever in the playoffs? I mean, what do you do if you're, like, Jerry Jones?
I mean, I don't have it, but I think you said 3 straight 12-win seasons.
Yeah, I know they have 3 straight 12-win seasons.
In the past 3 years right there.
Yeah, dude, you're talking, like, 30 – when did it go to 17 games? So they were 12 and – So they were 12-4, 12-5, 12-5. So you're looking at 36-14 and 0-3 in the playoffs. Like, what the fuck are we talking about, dude? And I'm not talking about, like, road playoff games. Like, these games are home.
Yep.
Now, they did lose the tough one. Yeah, going back to the Dez catch in Green Bay, was that in the playoffs?
Yeah, they did get – yep, they got screwed out of that.
They got fucked on that one, because that because if you were to read me the rule in the NFL rule book of what a catch is, I have no fucking idea what it is. So they have gotten fucked, but, you know, giving up 48 at home, Jesus Lord, to a team that's 4-5 on the road.
Yeah, to a first-year starter.
To a first-year starter. I'm like, Jesus
Playing well, Lord. But still, bro. But
not happening.
Now, this is one of my favorite segments that we have on this podcast. Normally, I do it offline on social media, but I wanted to bring it to your guys' attention to do a little clown show of the week. Here we go.
Clown show. Clown show. Clown show. Clown show. Clown
show. Texas football and Liberty football are the clowns of the week. They posted on their social media team their team GPA, which is always something to be proud of, unless you're them when you're trying to brag by it. Liberty had a 2.96, and if you're unfamiliar with anything below a 3 is not very good. However, Texas takes the cake on this one. Texas had a 2.89 team GPA and bragged that it was the highest in program history. And then on their graphic said, that they were hashtag prepared and had success in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
what are we doing?
I guess the only silver lining is it is their program best. So I feel like it should be a minimum 3 to post, be able to post that. So maybe next year, like,
you can't brag about that.
Making a 3-0, yeah.
I mean,
you can't brag about that.
Program best.
I mean,
I wonder what the average was. Like, what do you think the score was on?
It's got to be 2.5s if that's the highest.
Yeah. Oh man.
I want to know what the lowest is if that's what the average is.
I mean, boys, listen here. Like, this is a bad conversation for me. Right? Like, I graduated college with a 2.41.
Oh.
And you know what?
Graduated?
Yeah, and you know how many times I've been asked what my GPA was since then?
0.
Fucking none. Don't give a shit. C's get degrees, boys. Keep balling out. Proud of you guys in the classroom.
If the minimums weren't good enough, they wouldn't be the minimums.
Nah, come on. I'm giving this right here. Like, this is not as bad. But I'll go for it. This is a 6.9 on the clown show scale.
I completely disagree. There's like 85 guys on that roster, dude. Like,
hey man, you're a team. We all go down together or whatever it is.
Let me ask you this. Was Ewers eligible?
What? I'm sorry?
Was Quinn Ewers eligible?
Eligible For like, yeah, what do you mean? Like, did he have a good GPA? Or are you saying, like, is he put into this category? Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm saying, like, by NCAA rules, was the guy eligible?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't know. Who knows, honestly, with some of the things that these schools pull?
No, it's a 2.0 eligibility.
I thought it was 2.3.
Fuck no, it's a 2.0, dude. How do you think I was eligible?
Jeez, you're making it easy for these people exactly now. C's get degrees.
Can't spell degree without a D. Don't forget it.
Well, that's a 1 on your GPA, so you ain't gonna pass.
You can get a couple of those.
We were talking about it last week after Michigan won the national championship on what J.J. McCarthy will do, and he went to social media and declared for the NFL draft. So he's clearly not going to be going back to Michigan. He had a little post there saying go blue, thanking for his time there. But Jim Harbaugh is said that reportedly he's going to be interviewed for the Chargers head coach position. Is there a chance that if he's hired there, is he going to draft J.J. in the first round?
Absolutely not. He will not draft him in the first round because they have Herbert. Herbert is a better version of McCarthy. I think Herbert is one of the best quarterbacks in the league when healthy and when protected. So do I think McCarthy is a – I don't even think McCarthy is a first-round pick, to be honest.
I think right now he's predicted to go late first round.
I think he's projected 23rd overall, but he'll slip. He'll slip to the second round because no one's drafting a backup quarterback in the second round, and that's what he's going to be viewed as. He's a system quarterback. Could I see Harbaugh blowing a pick on him later to learn under Herbert? Yes. But there's just no way I'm giving Herbert as much as I possibly can if I'm there. Like, the Chargers, I think, have a top 15 pick.
ESPN now, just in the latest mock draft, put him at number 12.
Well, that's final. 12. Yeah, that's set. Yeah, that's a set number, too.
No fucking shot am I taking J.J. McCarthy at the 12.
No.
It's a valid question. That's why I asked.
No, there's a lot of other holes on that. And, you know, clarify this for me, too, Jedi. You said Harbaugh confirmed he's interviewing for that job?
I saw it on ESPN. Yeah.
No, he interviewed with them today.
Wow. Okay. I think for years and years, he's been loyal to Michigan. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, might have to look this up afterwards, but I don't think he's ever interviewed. Like, I know Minnesota tempted him, Minnesota Vikings tempted him a couple years ago, and a couple other NFL jobs, maybe the Bears too. And he never took interviews for it. He said he was going to stick with Michigan. Obviously, winning a title and having some NCAA sanctions coming down the pipeline might accelerate that. I think that'd be a home run hire if they get Harbaugh. I would make him both. I'd give him anything he wanted, man. President of operations.
100%. He should be.
Like a college program.
Yes.
Whatever you want. Yep.
Yes.
Be interesting to see. But before we get out of here, Houdini, what's your final thought?
So my final thought is my mind's been racing lately about like, what's the greatest invention of all time? Right. I've come up with, you said electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've had a couple, right. Electricity, air conditioning, the refrigerator, right. Like all this stuff. And I think I have it. I really do. I think it's toilet paper.
Just use leaves. Come on. We're already shutting this down.
No. Let me explain why. Right. Leaves.
Is that what your mind's been racing about?
Yes. Leaves, when dry, are not getting anything on that. If you're back in the day and you have like a moist leaf, right, still going to like be messy. So I'm having a hard time understanding what's a better invention than the toilet paper. You wipe. You flush, it's gone. You don't even have to wash your hands.
You used to not have flush.
Well, in Greece, you don't flush your toilet paper.
You just throw it out the window.
No, you. What the fuck?
Isn't that what they do there? Don't people don't? No, hold on.
No, what the fuck are you saying, dude? So,
hold on.
Hold on. So you're fucking telling me that if you live on the sixth floor of a high rise, you just shit and fucking throw it out the window?
There's countries that do that, I thought.
What country?
Maybe it was like way like a long time ago, and that's how people got sick or something. I swear I read that in like history books somewhere.
Like medieval Europe, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
See, there we go. There we go.
Yeah, no, like, you know, 500 years ago. That's it. No big deal.
Yeah, I'm sure in a history book you read the chapter that said when you wipe your ass, you throw your fucking toilet paper out the window, dude. No, in Greece, you wipe it, you just throw it in the trash can next to you.
I think that's absolutely disgusting.
It's horrific.
The bathroom has to smell horrible.
Horrendous. Like, I had to shit when I was, like, touring the Acropolis, and it was fucking terrible, dude. I couldn't even stay in there.
And I know how you are in public restrooms.
Yeah, bro. Like, I can't. You know what
Wait,
I'm saying?
Why didn't you just put it in the toilet?
It says, do not put in toilet. Like, you can clog that whole shit up.
What are they going to do, arrest you?
Let's say I did get arrested for that. I don't speak Greek. God knows what the fine is. Who the fuck am I going to call?
Someone in America to come get you.
Yeah, I'm going to call my brother and be like, hey, I need a favor. I got arrested in Greece because I fucking flushed my toilet paper.
I'm at the Acropolis.
Yeah, like, are you kidding me? No, but like, seriously, the best invention ever is toilet paper. It's rolled. It's so convenient. You rip it. It's perfect squares. You can fold it. You can crumble it. There's plenty of options.
There's a weird question, but I'm just curious. The Acropolis, was it? Did they have nice bathrooms?
Asking the real question.
You ever take a piss in like the bathrooms in like Central Park?
Yeah, so it's like not gas station, but like in between.
Yes, it's like rest stop on the turnpike.
Okay,
yeah, it's not bad, but like, am I eating a sandwich in there?
You know what bathrooms have the best bathrooms?
Racetrack,
Buc-ee's,
Barnes and Noble.
Don't take your books inside Barnes and Noble.
Yeah, you gotta buy them then. Yeah, I mean, that's my final thought, dude. Like, if you guys can think of a better invention, you guys let me know. But
electricity.
I might be able to follow like indoor plumbing, but electricity, dude. Like, I could deal without electricity.
Well, no, lies.
Gary, that's a lie.
No, you put a hammock up and on two trees and just watch stars. Like, that's not bad.
I think the real question about your invention is
no duty.
Which toilet paper do you use?
Oh, you 100% need ply. You need 2-ply. If you don't have fucking 2-ply, like if you're wiping your ass with fucking sandpaper, like you might as well just wipe it with your hand and get in the shower.
Well, that'll do it all for us here at Hot Shots. If you ever need to keep up to date with your sports news, then Hot Shots Podcast will always be the place for you. Always follow us at Hot Shots Podcast on all platforms. But until then, we will talk to you next time.